Morning Routines with the I Love Success podcast.
Do you believe mornings are important, and do you have any special kind of routines that you do in the morning?
That's interesting. I don't have like a morning routine that I do every single day. Like, I don't meditate. I think that meditation is actually one of the things is really powerful. Yeah. And I've been meaning to get into that. I would say that if anything, I get up super early before my wife wakes up, before my kids wake up. And that to me
is that 5 or 6 or?
Today it was like before 4 a.m.
Wow. When do you go to bed then?
I don't sleep all that much. I think I went to bed at midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
And you woke up at 4?
Yeah.
By the alarm or?
No, just waking up. Wow. Yeah, no, I don't use an alarm to wake up. But I think part of that is then being able to have that quiet time to really focus on my own, to really think about the day ahead. So looking at my calendar, thinking about what I need to do for the day. And then that's kind of writing time for me too. I at night I get really tired and I can't really focus a lot, even though I try to. But really the morning is like, if I can spend a couple hours just deep focus in writing, that is a good morning. So that's my ideal morning. Being able to focus. I don't know if you know the Cal Newton's book on deep work.
No, I have to read that.
Yeah, you should even try to get him on. But his theory is that because in the age of social media and digital distraction, we have lost the ability to do deep work as opposed to shallow work. So shallow work is, for example, answering emails and doing things that make you seem busy but don't actually advance your craft. So in his book he talks about like brilliant people like Beethoven and musicians who have to practice and have to really focus on their craft. And to do that, they have to get rid of distractions. They have to really spend like hours at a time or days at a time, like, you know, writers who go off and into the mountains and spend weeks writing. His theory is that we have lost that. Most of us have lost that ability to sit down for a couple hours and really focus on one thing instead of answering emails, checking our phones, you know, trying to multitask. And so I really have sort of taken that on as a personal project to really work on that muscle to be able to say, you know, I'm gonna really focus. I'm gonna spend the next 2 hours focusing. And to me, that usually means writing.